2, please.
Item 2, from the Milwaukee Police Department, submitting quarterly reports on the use of the ShotSpotter system to respond to and investigate firearm crimes in and near county parks within the city of Milwaukee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning. If you could introduce yourself for committee and then proceed.
Good morning. My name is Officer James McNichol with the Milwaukee Police Department Intelligence Fusion Center. I'm here on behalf of Captain David Salazar, who unfortunately is stuck in a not-so-nice Best Western in Boston right now. Oh. He called me around 1 o'clock this morning just to see if I could attend this morning to give you your update. So apologize for not being here.
Do you have a presentation of or some things you want to cover?
You do have a copy of this, correct?
Yes.
Something similar. Would you like me to read this for the record? Is that...
Would members, I'm sure members have read it. Are there questions that members would like to ask specifically? Or is there any update since the memo?
Well, we're approximately 60% complete on our installations. We're still working diligently to try to get our deadline down by, I believe, is August, in the middle of August. We're actually ahead of schedule. I believe the expansion on your list says 110 sensors. We're up to about 115 sensors just to make sure we've got our additional coverage area. That number fluctuates to make sure that we have the coverage. But that's pretty much the update to date.
Okay. I had a question about the report talks about the installation in the mobile data computers. Mm-hmm. And that expansion. And I had a question about whether or not that can be made available to our sheriff's department. I'm told that we get it on a delay. So we see it when it's not live, when it's not as actionable.
Well, I was asked to look into that, and it is a web-based system that the sheriff's department could have access to. My concern with that is that since we don't share a talk group or radio frequency, you would have officers and sheriff's deputies responding in a similar manner to a shot spotter detection. We know that if it's a shot spotter detection, it's going to be gunfire involved. And having two municipalities or two different organizations responding at the same time was something that raised a red flag. So I'm trying to work through that, but it is a web-based system that has a specific portal for the MDCs. So with ShotSpotter, has specific portals for specific types of uses. For a dispatcher, there's a dispatcher portal. For an alert, that just gives you a tone for your MDC, which would be the one that would be used in a sheriff squad, for example. That's web-based. So we can install it on any computer. We're trying to install it on a massive level so anybody can use it in our department internally. So we'd have to have some internal meetings, I think, with the sheriff to see if it's compatible with their systems. I don't see why it wouldn't be. But there is a requirement for something called Silverlight, which we had to install in our system. So there's little technical things we have to work out. I'm not quite sure what you're referring to as far as them getting a delay. I'm assuming that they're getting, if it is within their purview, say, for example, in a park, they're getting updated by our dispatchers, I'm guessing, or they're calling the sheriff's department. I'm not quite sure. Can you elaborate on that? Do you know?
Well, I don't know the actual.
Okay.
The first reaction when I asked them was that they believed that they got it with some lag, that it wasn't live data.
Okay. Then I'm guessing they don't. Because I know they're not set up with the portals yet, so that's probably where that's coming from. So, again, it's something that can be done. We'd have to work out the communication issue and make sure that we can install it on their systems.
All right. I'm very much interested in that, particularly if there is a subsequent. If this is not the end of this, if there's going to be another request for us to participate, then I think it's important that we understand how we're in fact being partners and not just funding the city's system.
Sure, absolutely.
And then not for today, but if there's any way that confidentially we can sit down with supervisors to talk about the coverage area, I've been frustrated by the fact that I don't know what portions of the districts are covered. I've been able to have conversations with individual aldermen who seem to know where in their district was covered, but it seems to me that I should be able to know that if we're cutting the check. So So I'd appreciate a follow-up on that.
Sure, and I can get back to you on that and how will we do that. I will tell you that I'm surprised to hear about the alderman. We do keep the coverage area as I said, classified as possible. I apologize for that. There's reasons being, we don't even share that information with the district attorney's office, for example, so they'll call me directly and ask me if this case was involved in ShotSpotter. We do that because we don't want to see displacement. We also do that. We've got other jurisdictions. Puerto Rico found out where some of their coverage areas were, and unfortunately some of the sensors were taken out, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different reasons why we do that. It's not something intentional. But or something we're doing just for you, but I can look into that, see if we can share that with you.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from members? Seeing no other questions, it was informational. I appreciate your attendance, and sorry you had to get the early morning call.
No problem. I'm happy to be there. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for stepping up. All right, appreciate it. Item 3, please.